Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis, a group of beings who are from many places, levels, dimensions, who speak as one through me. If you're not acquainted with Galexis, please listen to this radio broadcast, enjoy. Also check out the Galexis website at galexisspirit.com. I've been channeling Galexis since 1988, so that's over 20 years now. And throughout this time, Galexis has emphasized, always with their love and their sense of humor and patience, to take back our power from anyone or anything that we've given it to. That includes teachers, parents, friends, children, government, ideas, philosophies, faith, anything, and make choices of power for ourselves, being true to ourselves, loving and respecting who we really are. And if we do this, Galexis points out, then we can dream a new reality for ourselves, create and manifest it, and support and lift those that we love, and also help heal a lot of the pain and situation on the planet. The Path of Power is every first and third Monday at this time at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And so next week will be Tall Cat Psychic in this very same time spot. To know more about Galexis or to hear from us, you can sign up for the free newsletter on the website, and we can check out the calendars, too. Galexis gives workshops in the L.A. area and in the San Francisco Bay Area as well. Right now, our most popular title is Healing Your Relationship with Money. Magic is happening to many of the people who have listened to that. And you can order it there if you like. Now, I'll head into trance. Galexis will be with you in just a little bit. They'll present a message, and then they will open the show for you to call in with your questions on any topic. The numbers are 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. If the line is busy, call the other number, or if you feel that there is an offer for people to call in, but it takes a while for a call to come in, just be aware we have a little bit of a several-second delay. Now, I'll be quiet for a few seconds, and Galexis will be with you. And so, goodbye until next time from me. And now, here's Galexis. All right, we are here. We are Galexis. And welcome. Welcome to the Path of Power. Today we want to speak briefly on facing the darkness. Now, in this time of chaos, it's important to realize that it's not about facing what challenges you have with as much energy and vip and enthusiasm and positive thinking that you can muster. It's almost as if most of you have tried that and found that it not only gave you a sense of upbeatness for a while, or it would actually sometimes delay the actual resolution of a challenge, or it might take longer for you really to see all the aspects of what you're dealing with so that you can come to a really useful and empowering choice and decision for action about it. Frankly, what is going on is that in times of chaos like these, times where there seems to be a widespread sense of darkness, a sense of uncertainty, a lack of clarity, a lot of changes coming that you know that you may not be able to anticipate. And you're looking at your own jobs, your relationships, your lifestyle, and making new evaluations about it, assessing where you need to be, where you desire to be, where you are now. If you're facing some challenges economically, emotionally, then it is really important to realize that the way to deal with this chaos is not the way that society would urge you to deal with it in the past, which is basically push, drive harder, you do more, hurry up, push, 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 you know, that kind of thing. And many of you have felt that somehow or another you have not done enough, you haven't pulled through enough, there hasn't been enough accomplished on your part if you're in the midst of working with some kind of challenge or test. And so it's very easy to get trapped into that idea that if you just kind of buckle up and just tackle it with a lot of optimism that you'll be able to push it through, you'll be able to move everything through, you'll break through the wall, break through whatever resistance it may seem to be. But the actual secret of handling the chaos is to face your inner darkness. Now, most people have a lot of judgment about the darkness. You see, a lot of people think that the darkness holds all sorts of spooky things, the unknown things, the evil things. And of course, this is exemplified by so much of your movies that show all sorts of the scary things always happen at night. It's always dark. The hero or the heroine is always traipsing about in the darkness. And the thing is that it's as if anyone who has to face their darkness out of necessity because of the challenges is terrified that they're going to find some really bugaboo in there. There's going to be some spooky thing that's going to jump out and grab them or scare the pants off of them. Well, yeah, there's a lot of fear in the darkness, indeed, because it is unknown, and most people, virtually everyone, it's a natural habit, tend to fear the unknown. And a lot of the fear of the unknown has to do with the actual fact that you haven't faced your own inner darkness. So that when the unknown shows up, you are scared of the darkness. You want to keep the light. You want to stay where it's bright. In other words, you want to stay where it's known. You want to stay with the tried and true. You want to stay with what is already happening, something that you think, well, maybe I could just make this more successful. But rather than try to improve on something that may actually need to be ditched as a strategy, why not go and face the darkness and step through the fears? Utilize your fears. Utilize what you find there. And from that place, you get a new bearing, a new orientation. You see, the way to make it through chaos and darkness is not to orient yourself to what you need out there, the love that you need, so you orient your life around your relationship, or the money and income that you need, so you orient your life around your searching for a job or trying to push and drive yourself to greater income. The secret to it is to find yourself to be the reference point, who you are, what you feel, what you think, to be the place to orient everything else to. Now, this is not being selfish. This is not being stupid. It doesn't mean that you're not aware of what goes on out there. But the most important thing is that you are aware what's going on inside you, in here. Now, the scariest thing in the darkness is to face a deep sense of loneliness, separation, shame, which is I'm inadequate, unworthy, undeserving. I'm not okay. I am flawed. I am damaged goods. I am unlucky in love. I am unfortunate. I am inadequate. I am, not good enough. All of that complex hides out in the darkness. You're taught and you embrace it, the strategy of hiding anything that seems to be quote-unquote inadequate in you. You want to snow job other people, impress them with your togetherness and how you've pulled yourself together and how, smart you are and how intelligent and lovable and worthwhile you are. But if you would but stop for a little bit and go into the darkness without a prejudgment on it, without fear, knowing it is your darkness, there is nothing in there you don't truly already know, but it is something that will give you your bearings. What is that? It's the emotions that are in there. Because what you're really afraid of finding is an intense negative emotional state. You're afraid of feeling the pain of the loneliness or isolation or separation. You're afraid of feeling the shame that comes with humiliation, failure. You're afraid that somewhere in there you might find that you're not a very good person. You're not being very nice. You may be actually manipulating and dominating and controlling and being rather petty with others. You don't want that self-revelation sometimes. Oh, let me just, make what choices I have to blame the culture, to blame what, the society out there, to blame the business world, to blame this is the way romance is, this is the dating game. Whatever it is you like to blame. For what? What ways that you throw yourself away, you throw your power away. Anything to avoid facing the potential pain in the deepest, darkest, secret places of yourself. But if you will face the pain as a champion, as an empowered light being, maybe you have to claim that first, but if you can, and then you can step into the darkness to go within and find what is going on inside me, what do I really truly feel, you will tap inside you a tremendous reservoir of knowing. Your intuition can be so strong. The old paradigm had you to ignore your intuition and try to make your way through life on facts, data, or faith, or to follow some kind of rules that you had to figure out. It's not about that at all. It's about you finding who you truly are, claiming it, being all right with it, healing what you need to heal, loving what you need to love. And you can't do that until you deeply step into your darkness, willing to face whatever, willing to feel whatever, at whatever level of intensity is in there. Scary as it may be, you must be courageous. But once you face it, you will see that you have, in the past, sabotaged yourself. You've pulled the rug out from under you. You can't blame anyone else for it. It's you reinforcing what you believe to be true, but held in the darkness. It's only by going in there that you find what your limiting beliefs are. How you restrain yourself, hold yourself back, what you believe to be true about yourself, and therefore how much success you can actually allow in your life, and what the limits of receiving good things, including love, are. So our recommendation is to face your darkness. When you get into that orientation with yourself, with some compassion for yourself, willing to forgive yourself, for having done stupid stuff, having been mean, having bought into games of pain and suffering, then you will find that emerging from this is a sense of strength within you, is that sense of self-knowledge, is that a sense of wisdom and knowing that is yours, and orienting to this. Then you can evaluate everything that's going on in your life, and you can make sense out of it. You can have a good clue, a good idea of where you need to go and what you need to address next, even if you are in the midst of a crisis or calamity. And once you do this, you can live with uncertainty. You can live with the unknown. It can be, in a sense, almost an ally for you, pointing to you the opportunities, the times to go within, to tap your wisdom as your guidance. Now, some people say, that's spirit guiding me. That's my guidance. Yes, and it comes from you. Yes, it comes from spirit helpers that work with you. But it comes through you as a channel to you. Honor that. Respect that. Your knowing is more precise than anyone else's about you. When you can do this, you can emerge out of the chaos, emerge out of the darkness. You can be an inspiration to others. You can help retemplate and refashion the structures and foundations of a reality that needs a lot of healing, needs a lot of change, a society, a world that's addicted to pain and suffering. You can help heal that, can help offer a way out just by your example. So if you don't want to do it for yourself, think about what a gift it could be for you to own your own wisdom and own your own knowing for your world. All right, we're going to take a caller here. And as the channel said earlier, the number is 877-876-5227. So give us a call and call in with your question on this topic or any other topic of interest to you. Because at this time, everyone is coming up with juicy topics. Everyone is coming up with healing and clearing and detoxing and exploring and questioning. And it's good to question. Good to question things. Good to live in a question anticipating that the answer is going to be brought to you. Because, dear ones, your relationship with your reality, with your universe, is one of mutual cooperation. And your universe will bring you the answers, the hints, the messages, the clues, the guidance. So open to that. We could answer a question for you, but now, in a way, you have also opened it. You've also created that. So give us a call if you have a question. We will be very happy to speak with you on that topic or any other topic that is your interest. All right, hello, we have a caller.
Alexis.
Yes.
This is Brian from Indiana.
Hello, Brian.
How are you?
Very good, dear one. And what would you like to ask about today?
Well, the past week or two, I've been feeling and hearing a ringing sensation mm-hmm. in my ears. And I don't know if I'm starting to pick up higher frequencies of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, what is that? It starts from my right ear and goes into through and goes to my left ear.
All right.
Is this like downloading of energy? Yes.
Is it continuous, or does it just do it for a little while and stop and then do it for a little while again?
Yeah, maybe for probably less than a minute. It'll start up for a little bit and then it'll stop. And I didn't know if this is downloading of information.
Well, basically, as we look at you, we can see that there's a couple of things going on. And one is very physical and mundane, and the other is actually is part of frequency shifting that's going on. The frequency shifting, which is, of course, probably what you're more interested in a way, is just that there is a... It's interesting because you're saying it starts in your right ear, yes, and then it moves into the left?
Yes, it's like it feels like a pressure, like a popping sensation, like an openness.
Right.
That's what I feel of it. It's like an opening, yes.
Right. What's going on here is that you're moving some certain energies at this time through your brain.
Oh.
Right? This is, and the popping has a lot to do with a change of pressure, and you're feeling some pressure, and then you feel that release.
Yeah.
This is a very common type of experience for people who have psychic perceptions, because it's indicating that your brain is tuning. It's going through a little bit of a tuning.
Not only that, but I'm seeing the flashes of purple and blue.
Right. Now, the flash is in front of your eyes. These are indications that your spirit helpers, that your unseen friends are present.
Oh, yes. I'm starting to see a lot of blues and purples.
Yes. That's generally what that is. It is kind of like a message from your universe saying you are loved, you are supported, we are here for you.
Ah, okay.
You know, they don't want you to be too concerned about this, the noise in your head or that kind of stuff.
Oh, no,
or going out of balance. Yeah. But it's an opportunity for them to step in that moment, and also at other times, even without the sounds, but they can come in and just kind of give you that reinforcement. So you know, okay, there's an attunement that's happened here, and I'm plugged in. Right now, I'm in alignment. See, that's what you can realize that as being. Now, on the physical side, there is a certain amount of detoxing that's going on, which is also part of the upgrade. It's part of the a reattunement. And so on a physical level, we would highly recommend that you just kind of clean up your diet a little bit.
Okay.
And make sure that you're getting more fluids at this particular time. Not that you may not be getting enough fluids in general, but we would highly recommend that you increase them for the detox purposes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what it's trying to do is get out acid out of your system.
Okay.
All right. Now, you can also proactively move a more detoxing through your body, and this is for anyone who is listening, who feels that they want to cleanse and purify their physical body a bit more at this time, being that the universe is giving everyone a good opportunity to do that, is to proactively clear anger out of the physical body, anger out of the intestines.
Now,
most everyone stashes anger in their solar plexus. This is a place that gets really tight, but it's just so automatic from so many, many years of doing this.
And my past lifetimes probably too.
So the imprint is definitely there. And, you know, your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and on back up, they did it too. That was just because the solar plexus is your power chakra, and when there's a threat to your power, you feel powerless or you feel helpless, it tenses up. Any kind of rage or anger and resentment at being powerless will get stashed in there, as well as other places in your body. But specifically, we're talking about the intestinal area, mainly because that's where you have digestion going on.
Yeah.
And in the small intestines, perhaps more so than the colon. So drinking lots of fluids, cleaning up your diet a little bit during this time can also make a good difference as far as opening up and increasing the opening to psychic perception. All right?
And one last thing, Alexis. The detoxification of the body, will that also move me into a state of opening more to channel?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, you can channel regardless of what toxicity level your body's in. But if your body is less toxic, there is a better capacity for you to handle the level of energy that moves through you during the channeling, and without physical ramifications. In other words, it helps you heal every time you channel. It helps help you feel better in fact. And so, but you see, you can be outrageously toxic and channel just fine. But then there's the problem is that you may not be detoxing your body enough, and so the energies going through your body will force a detoxification, which can make people sick sometimes.
Yes, I had that happen here not too long ago.
All right, so you're aware of that. Well,
my
good.
Body's talking to me, and I really need to tune into that.
Exactly. When you listen to your body, it can be your partner and really work with you in this whole regard.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you, dear one.
Thank you, dear one, and have a wonderful evening.
Yes, and you too, as well.
Thank you.
All right, farewell to you. All right. And so we'll open the lines up again. Another caller, if you're interested in calling and talking with us and asking a question, we'll be very happy to talk with you on that. You see, Brian is experiencing something that's very common at this particular time on the planet. During these times of chaos actually makes it sometimes easier to tune in to your psychic ability. It, as we were saying earlier, if you face your darkness, sometimes you also will bring in more of your light. All right, we have a caller. Hello.
Hi, Galaxis.
Hello, dear one.
I have a question for you about crystals. I had two experiences. One was an experience where I was awake, getting ready to sleep, and I felt that some spirits came to me and dropped some crystals into my spine, you know, in my imagination, but, you know, it was an experience.
Yes.
As if they were doing it to, like, sort of upgrade me.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that happened very recently is I had a dream where I was looking at my flesh, and at first it looked like a mess, but then it turned into a crystalline structure, the actual flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some info about this? A lot of people have been talking about preparing for the shift to four dimension and fifth dimension is about into a crystalline structure.
Yes.
But I don't quite understand what that means.
All right. Well, the thing is you already are. Every human being is already functioning within a crystalline structure. But sometimes you're not able to see it because when you're limited by three dimensions, by the first and second and third dimensions of, you know, length, width, and depth, what happens is that you cannot step outside that box. It's like a matrix or a box. And you can't step outside and see how it's constructed. So, but when you're actually able to slip into the fourth dimension of time-space and look at it, you can see, oh, that's what the box looks like. Because you're, in a sense, outside the box, outside the three-dimensional paradigm, you see. Now, what's going on right now and the shift of frequencies and shifts of energy, and particularly very highly accelerated at this time on the planet through this kind of chaos kind of period, is a lot more of opening into fourth-dimensional energies. And when you get into fourth-dimensional energies, you have no reference points that are normal, but the way that you can tell that you're there is that your meditations, like what happened to you in your imagination, but it still felt very real, didn't it? It wasn't like you were making yourself imagine the crystals.
Right? No, it happened.
It just happened.
Yeah,
it was like you opened and it happened, and you saw it as it happened. It wasn't like you were saying, okay, now I'm getting ready to go to sleep. I need to call on some guides to put some crystals in my spine.
That wouldn't have even occurred to me.
That's correct. And so when you have these types of experiences, which are absolutely beautiful and phenomenal, that you could have it while you were consciously aware, you see, that it was a strong message, a strong indication to you that you have some spirit helpers who are working with you, and they are upgrading you, they're attuning you. And the crystals in your spine are actually going into and settling into your chakras, right? Because what that's doing is that's upgrading the capacity. capacity of your chakras to process energy.
Excellent.
Now, yeah, your chakras process information in and out, okay? And they read the information, and they link you up to all your beliefs and all your stuff that determine how you generally approach your life, your MO, your strategies, and so on. And you kind of respond, and then there's energy that goes out of the chakra into your world. So you kind of use these chakras as connective, communicative channels energetically between you and the rest of the world and other people and so on an energetic basis. And when they upgrade your chakras with these crystals, what happens is that your perceptions of what comes in can tune in more to fourth-dimensional reality than they have previously. And what this is going to do, of course, and what part of why it's happening, is that you have made a commitment to break free of your limited three-dimensional kind of thinking. And you've been doing
absolutely
a lot of work on stretching and expanding your consciousness, yes?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So this is an indication you're on the right track. You're going in the right direction. There's some healing that they're also doing, not just upgrading your chakras, but there was some kind of energy flow adjustment that they had to make in your spine. It seems that you have a place where there's a kind of a blockage in your spine where the energy doesn't go through usually as well. Are you aware of that?
Well, I just this week seem to have made a great breakthrough on removing some of the religious implants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure I'm reading more about the other things like ancestral problems or, you know, multidimensional problems that could affect you here. But,
right. But you see, what it's indicating is that work is opening up the energy flow in your spine. And that's why they wanted to kind of put it in your spine to kind of balance that energy flow.
Right.
Because when you open up stuff, they've got one of your chakras opens up, you see. And for you, you had a couple of chakras that opened up a bit more with that clearing. And so particularly your second chakra, or sacral chakra, that did some clearing, and that's really good. And so they wanted to balance that with the other chakras. In other words, lift the other chakras up and attune the second chakra so that they all are in a harmonic flow with each other, so your psychic energy can move more freely up and down your spine. And of course, you also got that experience of stepping of in your dream, because they didn't see that you could do that, knew how to do that consciously yet, but they were able to bring to you that image, the message in your dream of your flesh turning into crystalline, that as you move into this capacity of greater awareness of the fourth dimension, then you'll be able to see the crystalline structure that you currently live in. And you see, and when you see that the flesh, i.e. the material plane, the three dimensions of manifestation, are actually crystalline, in a way, it will alleviate some of what we would call the excessive belief about the reality of physicality.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you won't think that you won't, in a way, buy into physical plane reality as being more real than, let's say, fourth dimension consciousness. And there's a tendency for people to get kind of still stuck with that. You've been working to kind of get yourself loosened from that, but at the same time, you've had to really work to stay grounded. So you've been having this kind of push-pull thing with coming out of the three-dimensional box. So what this is showing you in this dream is that not only can you slip into fourth dimension for a while, and in dream states is generally rather easy to do, but you're able to see how your physical plane reality is really crystalline. And when you realize it's crystalline, you can also realize that by working with crystals, actual crystals who have a connection to the understanding of various crystal forms, shapes, and what their significances are and how to work with particular frequencies through those shapes and through those structures, you'll find that you will be able to manifest through thought more easily.
Oh, well, that leads into the two other questions that I had. You know, I listened to other channels, and the Crimson Circle, they mentioned the concept that manifestation starts crystalline, which is the idea, and then it goes through, I think they called it electronum, and then it comes to material, like there were three steps of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you see it as well? And
well, that's their terminology. But, yes, there is a translation. What you're seeing is the crystalline flesh is the idea of your body, the concept of your flesh. You understand?
Yeah. Let's say I was trying to manifest something.
What's that? You
know, let us say I was trying to manifest something in the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I start about thinking about it.
All right. Now, we want to point out that the crystalline is in the thought, which also holds feeling, which also holds a certain connections of awareness to other dimensions as well. Because once you get into fourth dimension, it's not like you're limited to fourth dimension like you have been to first, second, and third. There's not that same kind of boundary. As soon as you get into fourth dimension, you have access to fifth, sixth, and seventh. Okay?
Right.
So when you have an idea, sometimes you're actually in, say, fifth dimension. All right, but we want to point out that every dimension that you go up is more real, more true than the physical plane, right? And because the greater you are, the more real you are, right? So what you're doing is that when you have a concept, an idea, here's what I desire, here's what I want, you have your emotional desire, you have the idea of what you want, you put this thought and feeling together. It's the whole concept of what you want. As a crystalline structure, you can take a crystal, and if you can talk with a crystal, and ask, you can go and ask your crystals, if you have more than one, which one would like to work with you on a manifestation project concerning such and such.
And okay.
You pick up the crystal, and you put the idea there, and you hold it, and hold the crystal, and share with it your idea. Now, if the crystal has some kind of gunk in it from a wound or ding that it has or something, you might want to do a little healing with it, loving it, blowing some light and energy through it until you can feel like it's all cleared and ready. And then you take your idea, your program, and you basically go into the crystal in meditation, or you just look at the crystal and in your visualization, go inside the crystal and plant it.
Okay.
All right. All right. So the crystal will connect with the crystalline structure, right? Now, the translation of that, of course, what crystals do is they amplify it. They intensify it. And so then what you do is you begin looking at your physical plane reality. And the translation, which is, well, it was called the electronum, was it?
Well, I think that's it. I might be wrong.
Okay. Now, this comes through your nervous system, okay? It works through your electrical body and your nervous system.
Okay.
And then it moves and translates through into your hormonal system, because your hormonal system is part of what creates the desire and the imagination in the first place from the physical side, right? So the hormones and the nervous system have to be lined up together. This is done in the brain. Okay, basically in the hypothalamus, right?
Uh-huh.
And so it moves through your body. And then what happens is that you look out into your physical plane reality and anticipating and expecting to see something that is coming your way towards that, or as you go out into your physical world and do the actions you need to take towards fulfilling that, what you will find is that through this translation, it creates a reflection of what you have asked for coming on in your reality, as if your reality were a movie screen all around you. So anything that will pop into your reality within 24 to 48 hours after you request the crystal to project this, you know, into manifestation with you, then, and you may want to call other guides and whoever else you want to participate in it, but what will happen is that within about 24 to 48 hours, you should get some kind of message from your physical plane reality that the link has been connected through to the physical plane.
Okay.
All right? Then that's one of the ways you can tell. If the program that you are asking for or the concept that you are desiring to have manifest is being, you know, worked on. You have to assume it's being worked on, you know, what you request. But the feedback will tell you whether you need to go and redream it, rethink it, approach it in a slightly different way, or whether it's really totally on track.
All right, I'm going to go do that, Glexus. I'm going to do it.
Great. Okay. And right. Because you have some crystals. You have several crystals.
I do, and even beyond that is the concept that I've been getting internal messages to start selling them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, in a sense, you're like placing them in the correct homes.
And is it only for personal work, or is it some sort of grid that's supposed to help?
All right. Well, are you talking about selling crystals, or what are you talking about as a grid?
I mean, you've just talked about how a crystal can be used in personal use, but from the point of view of a crystal seller, is there a bigger picture in distributing crystals around?
Well, yes, because see, this every crystal really has its keeper. It's not really necessarily just an inert piece of mineral to be bought and sold. It has a consciousness. Crystals tend to. You know,
right.
You see. So what you're basically doing is that if you're going to sell a crystal, you talk to the crystal and tell, you know, I can see, crystal, that you're going to be your keeper. You're not going to stay and work with me. I can feel that your destiny doesn't lie with me nor mine with you. So we're going to find who you want to be with. You know, and so you ask the crystal to help you participate in this.
Oh, I like that.
Now, the ultimate purpose of the distribution of these crystals is for these crystals to go around the world to find their way to the hands of the light workers that they need to find their way to in order to enhance and light up the network of light workers that's forming. There is a network on all sorts of ways. Now, you may know other people in your network, but there are a lot of people in your light network that you don't know and may never know. They're on other parts of the world, right? Now, some of these crystals are going to go to some of your network, but there are other networks. But everybody who has these crystals, there's going to be some light shining to make it easier for other members of the network to psychically link. You see?
Oh, okay. Now, what about the concept of crystals being portals to fourth and fifth dimension?
Yes, they can. They have access to other dimensions. They don't have the limitation humans generally tend to.
Oh.
But you have to know how to work with them. You don't want to go in meditation into a crystal and journey into a crystal and get lost. You know, you want to kind of have a relationship with a crystal. You want to have some kind of a definite program to do, to work with it, and that kind of thing. And so you might want to, you know, look into studying, you know, various books and you know, material and offerings that can teach you how to actually use them as the portal.
Okay. Well, thanks for all your time, Galexis.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And farewell.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, we have time for one more. So, if anyone else would like to give us a call at 877-876-5227, we can discuss something else of interest already. Very interesting, intriguing questions. There's so much going on the planet right now. So many pieces of information coming to light. So many light beings waking up. It's very exciting. All right, so we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Galexis. This is Althea.
I have a question
regarding some skin rashes that I've been getting for about the past 2 weeks.
What are you getting?
Skin rashes.
Skin rashes, all right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hypothyroidism, and so skin rashes are connected to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be going into the doctor, but I was wondering if it was energetic, if I'm just processing or maybe need a cellular detox or...
All right. Well, there are a couple of things that are going on. What it's saying is that there's a lot of energy coming into you, and we don't know if you heard some of the previous questions.
Yes, I was listening.
About there is a place where realities are thought, and then they translate through the physical body, through the hormones and the nervous system. Did you
mm-hmm.
hear that part?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what's interesting in that regard is that if there's an imbalance between the hormones and the nervous system, and the nervous system is too strong in the balance, and the hormones are too weak in the balance, then the nervous system itself will kind of create what we would call a kind of allergic environment.
Okay, because that's what I felt. I felt like my nervous system was overextended.
It is.
And
it's overworked right now. It's
yeah.
out of balance. Your hormones are not high enough to balance it.
Okay, and hormones, I can just energetically request a balance for my hormones?
Well, there's a couple of things. One of the things about hormones, because as you mentioned, you have low thyroid,
mm-hmm.
Are you taking thyroid right now?
Yes.
All right. Now, you have to be very careful about that because you have a kind of an energetic or a system in which your electric body and your nervous body, which are two facets of your etheric body through the physical plane, are very sensitive.
Right.
Okay? And what this means is that if your hypothalamus tends to keep a balance that is skewed, which is what it looks like it's doing, it looks like it's kind of set to have a high nervous system and a low hormonal system,
mm-hmm.
that when you add hormone to it, it will just ramp up the nervous system. To keep it in balance.
Experience more of the same.
Right. So we would suggest that you first address the balance of the hypothalamus. Now, there's two things to do with the hypothalamus. One of the ways to reset the hypothalamus is to release rage.
Okay.
Okay, now rage is a feeling of shock over having an anger over having your power ripped away from you.
Right, which is what I've been working on.
Right. Well, there you go. So you're seeing some of the results of that, because as you do this kind of release of rage, basically it is rage got overstimulating of the nervous system and also for the hormones. You see, they kind of get it skewed. So a lot of times if you release a lot of rage and old angers and old emotions out of your body, then what you'll find is rage is particularly in the hypothalamus, that it can have an opportunity to do some balancing. Now, once you've done some rage, though, we would recommend that you do some kind of, if you're going to your doctor about the rash, we'd highly recommend that you also ask your doctor about some kind of program for nurturing and nourishing and building your hypothalamus.
Okay.
All right. Because if you can get your hypothalamus kind of reset, also certain energy healers might be able to do that for you.
Okay.
And there's also certain beliefs that can be shifted or changed, and that can shift the balance of your hypothalamus.
What I was thinking on the belief system is I've been listening to a lot of shows that express maybe ETs, or they call them dark energies, or however they refer to them, about them kind of infiltrating the energetic system of the humans. And it totally pisses me off. It just pisses me off, because I feel like enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like I close down to the information, and I just, like I simply just create like a energetic bubble, like, no, you can't come in. that kind of thing, I'm perfectly safe, but it upsets me that, I don't know why it upsets me.
Mm-hmm. That would be what you need to address, because somewhere in there is an experience that you've had with extraterrestrials in this lifetime, and it's buried in your unconscious mind.
I see. So just ask
and
for
so
that to come
what's
forward.
Happened is, and it's interesting that you bring it up, because these types of experiences can create distortions in the hypothalamus.
Interesting.
All right. It can throw off your hormonal balance, particularly if during the time that you had this experience in your mundane life, you didn't feel very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And which would be, basically much of your early life, your childhood, your adolescence, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And that's what we see, that it happened when you were an adolescent. It happened somewhere when you were around 13, 14 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And it made an imprint on you.
All I remember at 13, 14, like waking up and my hair was cut, and I was totally pissed off. And like things were missing, and I was like, where's my stuff?
There you go. That's part of that. There was a bleed through, and you kind of, stuff slipped back and forth between the dimensions there.
Mm-hmm.
This happens to people who are sensitives, and particularly to people who are very intelligent, have very very highly wired, lightly wired nervous systems like yourself that are very refined, and also who are creative people. These
okay.
are people who kind of get hit worse with these types of situations.
So I feel fully protected now. Well, at least I feel capable of being protected.
But you see, the rage is still there.
Yeah, so I need to go into that experience and feel the vulnerability and really kind of heal those moments.
Right, and also it might be very useful to do some healing work with your inner adolescent self.
Okay.
The self that woke up and found her hair cut and was just outraged. Okay.
Yeah.
Go and be with her and let her express all her outrage, her pain, her anger, her resentment, and the most bewildering part is that the not knowing.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, there's nothing I can say or nothing I can do.
Yeah, I think that's just hitting the whole planet, is the not knowing, for everybody. That's
right.
Being in the
and
dark.
And you see, it awakened you to a certain aspect, is that in order for you to come here and be physical, you had to forget who you were.
Right.
And sometimes you're angry about having made that decision.
Yeah, I know.
However, it is part of the requirement. And not a requirement in the sense of that there's some kind of hierarchy that requires it, but that for what you wanted to explore, it was necessary.
Right.
And you're doing really well, and yes, you're really well protected, but you're not well protected from the place of being able to see that it was what it was, and if you hadn't had that experience then, you wouldn't have been as attuned to the spiritual now.
Right. Yeah, just a few nights ago, I had, someone pat me on my cheek, and then at the same time, they patted my husband on the leg, but were giving him information, and I thought, oh, my, that's so sweet. I mean, they're, patting me on the leg.
Yeah, that is. It's a nurturing gesture. It's an indication of support. You want to realize that yes, you are safe, but it's not safe because you've constructed this huge shield. It's safe because you are utilizing the information. You see? It's
mm-hmm.
safe because you've grown in your light and your power.
Mm-hmm.
And
that,
you're growing in your choice.
In my choice.
But,
and in that,
but your
and,
old self didn't have that choice.
Right. And then if I'm together you correctly, it would be that it isn't necessarily shielding, it's being open and experiencing, but while experiencing in your power.
Exactly.
So there's no sense of powerlessness.
Right, because if you're radiating your radiance, your beauty, your love, your power, and you're feeling totally safe in the reality you have created within yourself for you, what happens is that you can open and embrace and accept any energy coming to you. And we're saying any energy. Okay? Now, if it sticks with you, it will indicates it's on the same vibratory level as you. If it doesn't stick with you, it will flow right through you. So there's nothing for you to be worried about. You see?
And ultimately, that is the truth. So if it's the highest vibration of which you are,
yes,
is what you will attract.
Right,
if
but if you are, let's say you, though, you are in a place of powerlessness and you're really angry and you're blaming somebody and you're not in your power and so on, then when that energy comes in, it's like more energy of blame, more energy of powerlessness will be attracted and stick to you. You see, so whatever radio station you're on, you get that. So when you're on the radio station of being in your power, radiating your light, your love, your truth, your beauty, then what you receive will reflect that. What you receive will be that. Anything that is not that will just simply not stick.
Right. Will fall away.
It will fall away. It will dissolve. It will have no threat, no bearing on you.
Thank you so much. This really did clarify because it just came up today. I mean, I literally thought this through today.
And, all right. Well, good
perfect
timing.
Yes, perfect timing. Thank you, Galexis.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. A pleasure speaking with you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Farewell. All right. Well, we thank our three callers. That was beautiful. We really had a fun time answering those questions. And, of course, we'll be back first and third Mondays of the month, and the next one, of course, will be the first Monday of the next month that we will be back. And once again, we can answer interesting questions, talk about this and that and the other. Now, we do invite comments and feedback for the show. So if you have any kind of feedback you'd like for the show, any kind of format you'd like to suggest or anything you'd like to suggest to be different, or if you like the show and you just like to give us a little feedback about that, please, we would really like that a lot. So if you could, you know, write galexisspirit.com, there's a place where you can contact us and send us a message through the channel and Daniel, her mate. And we would definitely appreciate that because we would love to provide for you, to play with you energetically in ways that are pleasing and joyous for you as well. And so please let us know what you think about this this program. Now, the channel is not going to return. We're going to leave, and we're going to suggest as we leave, as we surround you with our light and touch you with our love, regardless of where you are, how far away you are, we suggest, please, dear ones, remember, it is a chaos out there. Stay in your power. Stay in the claiming and the knowing and the owning of who you are. And if you should forget, just go to galexisspirit.com, and right there on our home page will be a message from us that you can read daily just to keep your resonance up, keep the energy up, keep your light flowing. And so, for now, farewell.